fishermen. And his disciples are far down at the bottom of the hill, and someone comes with a need. And they not only do not help the person with the need, they do what some churches do best. They will argue. Can you imagine that? Missing the opportunity for to bless a child because they argue. I've shared with you. He said if his grandchildren would receive the blood of Christ, the love of Christ, more fully, he would take communion in a cocoa. Because it was that important to him. We want to pass on the dignity, of course. But it's to share how much God loves them and to make that difference happen to him. Taking the opportunity, at least if they could not heal the boy, they could have loved him. We can't make everyone better. In fact, a good number of people we will be able to make them any better. But we can love them, we can be there for them, we can be caring for them, we can pray for them. So when Jesus sees that they're arguing, he says, child to me. And he said, why couldn't we do that? Why could we not do it? Why could we not affect these people? He said, only by prayer. Sorry about that. He said, only by prayer in this town. And when we ask God to be involved in our lives, when we ask God's blessings to be upon others that seek it, when we draw God into our lives, it makes a defining difference. And not just for myself, but for those that I care about. And the greater my faith, the greater the number of the people that I should be caring about. But I'm sure that might have a greatest sermon on blessing of the persecuted. Present this.
don't understand. We ask and we seek. We seek and he finds us. We knock and he opens his presence to us. And I thought about all the times over 35 years of this friendship lasted. And how we would pray for one another. And I remember how we'd share what was going on in our kids' lives. We'd be bragging. But more so, we'd pray. But can I pray for your son or daughter? And I can pray for mine. And how we sought God. And how we sought God bless our children. And the joy that would bring us, and I'm not going to talk about this for a while, but we'd just be laughing. Yeah, because we just had the joy of the Lord that God was answering the needs of our heart. That's too good an opportunity to pass that. We had a host of things that we worry about our kids. I don't know what you worry about for your kids, but probability that most all of it I'm worried about. But we prayed about it. And I remember when we even prayed for ourselves, one of the things, and one day Tom and I were talking, and we had both just bought cars. But to show you that we were imperfect and lacking in true spiritual discernment, we didn't buy Fords. Searching for car, we weren't finding what we wanted. So we individually hadn't talked about it. So we both just in desperation. We asked God to help us. And the next day for both of us, we found the car we wanted. And being good Presbyterian ministers, we were kind of cheap. So we got the car we wanted at a very good price. Say $8,000 or $10,000 or something. And he got that we prayed for. A little bit of priority problem there. But once we prayed, and God provided the cars for each of us, and again, we're imperfect, we weren't fortunate. But God's hand was in it. And we thanked God for that. You see, we continued to see God. He would go through about four different chemotherapy regimes for his cancer. He would have open heart surgery. His aorta would break and have to be surgically repaired. He went through radiation twice and three or four operations on the cancer. And he used each of those times just simply to depend more upon God. That which could have driven him away from God drove him to God. He did more. Prayer is the coming into the presence of God, seeking not only for God to provide, but for us to provide ourselves to God. You understand? It's not just for God to provide for us, but us to provide ourselves to God, to become part of our walk with God. Now, this is that Stewardship Sunday. Most of my life, my whole thought about Christian. That's my major goal. I tell people to give less money because they have less damages. Which, by the way, if you really want to give less money, just show me a lousy attitude and I'll tell you to give less. Because the giving of ourselves, like in the faith promise, whether it's committing to do time to serve, takes more of me than I can give to God to receive more of Him. When the question comes around, simply ask God what to do. And in asking, there is the invitation of the presence of God in your life. That's more important. So use that as an opportunity. That investment manager money is, we don't want to let go of it. So it's a good place to let go of God. By the way, as most of you know, my best friend Tom, he died, this has been about 2 years ago now. Saying thanks for any better than that day. But he was just smiling with the joy of the Lord. And my initial reaction in my dream was that I just wept almost uncontrollably. And then just before I woke up, I realized it was with God. And the joy of the Lord was in the presence. I didn't wake up with a bummer. I woke up in the joy of the Lord. Because in the cloud of witnesses, there's at least one friend laughing at me. But the joy of the Lord is awaiting me. And if we had another year or two, we could just go around and have you know all this to different people. Gave you the blessing of having a sense of the presence of God. And if we have an eternity, we could ask God